You're now listening to The Freedman Show, where we discuss Black news, politics, and culture. And I'm your host, Jahadu. Hello, you all. This is Jahadu from The Freedman Show. And this segment is going to be about building an infrastructure as an ADOS and in America. Like, I wanted to come to you all with this segment today to talk about this because as African descendant of slavery in America, we already know that we've been put at an economical disadvantage. White people, they are 90% of the wealth, and ADOS, we're only 2.6% of the wealth. And that disparity lies in the fact that our lineage was stolen from us through slavery, redlining, Jim Crow, mass incarceration, and things that happened during the civil rights movement, and even things that still happening today and how they're affecting our communities. And we need to come together, and I wanted to ask this question to all of you. How would we manage reparations? What will we do? Will we go back out into this community, into America, and go out and buy cars, clothes, shoes, all of these things that we really don't need? Are we going to go buy all of that stuff? We go buy Benz, Lamborghinis, all of this stuff that don't appreciate with value. And in this 2018 Nelson report, they're saying that the black buying power is at $1.2 trillion. That's what they're saying. But we're only 2.6% of the wealth. And if we are at a 1.2 trillion buying power, then what are we spending our money on? What do you spend your money on? You know, sometimes it seems like our people, due to our lack of wealth or whatnot, we have to dress and act like we got money. Like some of us dress and act like we have money or act like we have wealth when we truly don't. You know, and I think that cycle needs to break for us to move forward. We can't be spending money on those type of things. You know, if that's already a learned behavior and that's something that's like etched in stone in some of us, when we get reparations, it's only going to amplify that. And that's a very toxic. So if somebody's like buying a whole bunch of Jordans now, and you know they're not using it for selling purposes, but they got a whole bunch of Jordans, and you know they don't got the rest of their life together, but they looking fresh and they got gear on and stuff. And having reparations will only amplify that type of character. So what I think we should do, we need an organization to put something together where when we do obtain reparations, we don't have our people just running through it, buying a whole bunch of things that they don't need. You know, we're going to push for this, and it's going to happen. But we need to make sure that we have a system in place to make sure that none of our brothers and sisters are out here in the trenches again. Then at that point, what was it all for? What was it all for if that's going to happen? You know, I wanted to touch on this on this soul food market that's being that just got funded in Atlanta, Georgia. It got funded at $425,000. And the soul food market is going to be a black-owned food market and is going to have black owned products, and it would generate money for us. And we need to have things like that. You know, you can go to wefundblack.com. You can type in Soul Food Market to learn more about that. But yeah, the great brother Sharif at We Buy Black, he now has the Soul Food Market that's being funded by us and for us. And see, we need things like that going on. We really do need things like that going on. We need to invest in ourselves so we can rebuild a Black Wall Street. So we can rebuild Rosewood. You know, we need to come together and do things of that nature when we obtain reparations. Now, I would hate for us to just fall back into anything, or it will look very bad for us to do obtain reparations and the same type of cycle continues as far as how we spend our money. So what I would like to see is, like, in each state we have a organization that represents us and what we should do and how we should fund our communities. I think it should be something like a Black Wall Street in every state. Like, we have to have our own infrastructure. Our infrastructures were stolen from us here. Our land was stolen. We had Black Wall Street, and y'all seen what happened to that. It was destroyed from hate. But the longer that we don't have an infrastructure, the longer that we're going to be oppressed, even more so than we already are. I think reparations and what it should be spent on as far as us is Black infrastructure. We need that. We need our own stores. Everything that we go to everybody else for, we need to go to ourselves. We need to be able to go to our people for. Like a modern day Black Wall Street today, of course we would have a bank. We would have a nail salon, a barber shop. We would have our own type of Whole Foods store. We would have all of that as an infrastructure. I want y'all to look at downtown Woodstock. Pull downtown Woodstock, Georgia up online. And when I look at downtown Woodstock, like, it hurts me because it reminds me of a Black Wall Street. But with downtown Woodstock in Georgia, nobody gonna come there and mess all of that up. Nobody gonna come there and set fire to that. Nobody's gonna come there and do any of those type of things that were done to us with Black Wall Street. So we really have to ask ourselves, like, what are we really in this for? Are we in this just to get money, and are we gonna be like just splurging or whatnot, or are we really gonna do something? Now, as far as Black Wall Street, GT Bynum, he's the mayor of Tulsa, where Black Wall Street is. And he was talking about doing something to benefit the remaining survivors of the Black Wall Street massacre. But you know what would truly benefit them? If they could get their land back, if they could get that infrastructure back, and they could build on it. You see, but stuff like that's not gonna happen. It seems like America is geared at making sure ADOS don't have its own infrastructure. Because as far as I'm concerned, Black people are the greatest natural resource known to man. Like, look around. Just look around. Like, as far as, like, clothes, shoes, sports, dance, influence, music. Look at the people who's at the forefront of all of those things. I bet you they ADOS. I bet you they're black. You know, from our hairstyles, everything about us can be marketed. And if we create our own infrastructure so we can market ourselves, we'll make more money and monetize and be able to monetize ourselves better. And I think that that's what this structure here fears, that we will all come together and we will rise up and we will monetize ourselves versus other companies and individuals monetizing us. You know, they pick and choose who they want to exploit when it comes to black people. Like Jay-Z. Everybody talking about how Jay-Z is a billionaire. But how is that going to benefit the ADOS community collectively? How is that going to benefit us all? Is he putting stuff back into the community to create an infrastructure for black individuals, for ADOS? No, that's not happening. You know, this is something that Tone was talking about. You can find Tone at Tone Talks on YouTube, or you can find Yvette Carnell at Breaking Brown on YouTube. But this is something that Tone was talking about. You know, the decadent veil. You know, putting this veil over our face, making everything seem like it's okay. Making everything seem like okay. Like, you know, we got this black celebrities running around and, you know, they making millions of dollars and, you know, the mainstream media want to put them in our faces, you know, to give us false hope and to give the whole world this perception that black people are doing well. That ADOS is doing well when we really not. And they know we not. And it seems like they want to keep it that way for everything that I've been talking about. You know, since I've grown and I've been studying the data, it makes me feel like we're just tourists in America. Like it's like we're just tourists in our own country, in the country that our ancestors built. It feels like we're just visitors here. When we're indigenous to this land. Our lineage has been stolen from us. And it's time to get it back. And all I'm saying is when we do get it back, from us coming together as one conglomerate, we need to do right by it. We need not wasted, you know. Another thing I wanted to talk on about this is topic of reparations and even the infrastructure. You know, I know some of us we ran into family members, you know, talking about reparations or even talking about infrastructure. Like I was talking to one of my family members about this, you know, and. Yeah, like it, you know, or just certain people, they just don't be believing, you know, they just don't be believing. We can't accept this position, you all. We can't accept this position. This is economic suicide, economic genocide that we're going through. And it seems like everything is being used to distract a big group of our people, whether it's sports, music, other different forms of entertainment, you know, TV shows, all of these things. You know, we were just talking about the show. We were just talking about the show that came out on Netflix, When They See Us. Stuff like that been going on every day in America. You know, America is the fourth largest country, but It has 25% of the global prison population, and 50% of those people are black males. Now think of that 50% and how the percentage that make a certain group that make up that 50%, just like the Central Park Five, they got wrongly convicted. And then just think about our situation overall and what got those brothers there. They're just a product of everything that America has done wrong with them to get them in that position, to probably make them to make those type of decisions. Now, I'm not saying what they was doing was wrong, because we all make our own decisions. But I'm saying our people are more susceptible to that system. And if we have reparations, that type of system will no longer thrive here. Our brothers won't be going to jail as frequently because they have reparations. And not only that, they also have a black infrastructure that they will be able to support with that, so they can sustain. So they can sustain here. And that's what we need here. We need to do with our reparations, we need to create infrastructure and sustainability. And that $1.2 trillion that the Nelson Report say that we spend per year, we need to take that and invest it back in our people, in our community. Because we haven't been doing that for so long. Now, one thing that I wanted to say, David Banner, he said that one of the worst things that black people could have done was to, you know, was stop segregation. He said that, you know, that was one of the worst things that we could have done. And yeah, like integration definitely messed us up. And I know what in ways that he could have been referring to, you know, because this is something I was thinking about before I even heard that he said that. I was thinking, like, you know, like in the 1960s, 50s, or have you, you know, you had those whites only signs. And those color only signs when it came to eat at a restaurant. And when they were taken away, they, like, you know, they losing money for that. They losing money for not letting us come over there. You know? That's a loss of money. So that's why they let us come over there. That's why they let us do those things, so we can make them more money. You know, and look at the schools now. You know, everything is still segregated when it comes to the schools, because look where most of our people live at, due to redlining. And you know that the schools are funded by the property taxes of the locations of the schools. Those property taxes pay per student of how much money that they can spend per year on the students in the school in general. So if we lack wealth and infrastructure, and we spending our money with people who are not helping our infrastructure or helping our situation, then what are we doing? You see, getting rid of segregation was to only benefit our oppressors. It was only to benefit white supremacy. It wasn't to benefit us. It wasn't to benefit us. It was to benefit the people who choose to oppress us. So integration never really helped us. It stripped us of our communion to even build a strong infrastructure. You know, when Black Wall Street got dismantled and segregation was imposed, Black people were communing with each other, helping each other out. You know, I hear about this like all types of stories about Black communities and how they would network with each other or what have you. You know, we have to get back to ourselves. We have to get back to loving our people and showing each other respect. You know, this is everything that I'm speaking of this ain't nothing new. You have a little China, little Italy, you know, where's little Africa? Where's little ADOS? So when we do obtain reparations, we need a board. So we'll know what to put money into. And so we won't just be out here splurging on things that's not going to appreciate or value, or things that our children's children's not going to be able to grow up and appreciate. You know, this is Jihadi, and I just wanted to come to you all today and really talk to you all about this and how we need to come together and really think about that side of things. You know, because when we do get those checks, like we're coming back to get, like Martin Luther King was talking about, when we do come back to get that check, then we need to make sure that we do right by it. When we do come back to get our check, like we're doing right now with this ADOS movement and us all coming together and this new Black media, we need to make sure that we take that and actually do something with it profound. We really do. It will be in our best interest too. But I wanted to put that on you all's mental. And please, if you can, leave me a voicemail about your feedback about this topic. And no, I just wanted to tell all of y'all, whoever listened to this, that I love you. And I wish you all the best in life and everything that you all do. But this election and what we're doing with this ADOS movement and just us as a people in general, it's time to wake up. It's time to get our heads in the game and stop letting people just walk all over us and what our ancestors helped build. There's no reason why our ancestors built this country and everybody who comes over here is benefiting off of this more than we are, when our ancestors built the whole thing. That's backwards. And the time is now to fix that. We all need to be all on one code, all on one accord. And if we lose anybody, then we just got to keep on trucking. As far as losing anybody, I'm saying like people who's going to sell out, and you know they gonna get their piece of the pie and just leave us with nothing, just leave us high and dry. Those type of people. I don't need to say no names. Y'all know the type of people that I'm talking about. We can't let those type of people distract us from the biggest picture. The time is now, you all. But I want to put that on you. Building that infrastructure as an ADOS, and what we gonna do with our reparations? I would really like to hear from you. All right. Well, I want you all to have a blessed day, a blessed afternoon, or a blessed evening. This has been Jihadu with the Freeman Show, and you all take care.